Every president since Jimmy Carter has voluntarily released his tax returns to the public, but Donald Trump has not. Here's Trump on 60 Minutes after he was elected in November 2016.
At the appropriate time, I will release them. But right now, I'm under routine audit. Nobody cares. The only one cares is, you know, you and a few people that asked that question. Obviously, the public didn't care because I won the election very easily.
Some Democrats have been pushing to get Trump's tax returns released. Here's Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell speaking in Congress in April.
I call on the chairman of Ways and Means to stop delaying and get Mr. Trump's tax returns now.
The Democrats' efforts have been sidelined by Republicans being in control. But if the Democrats win a majority in the House in November, it means they could get Trump's tax returns. Joining us to explain is George Yin, who's a professor of law and taxation at the University of Virginia School of Law and former chief of staff of the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what is this law? Who is allowed to ask for the president's tax returns?
The law authorizes the chair of any one of three tax committees in Congress to request the tax return information of any person or any business and directs the Secretary of the Treasury to furnish the information that's requested. Upon receipt, the committee must examine the information in a confidential manner, but it can appoint agents such as staff or outside experts. The law doesn't specify, but I think given the significance of the possible action by the House or the House Committee, it would probably be very wise for the House, the full House, first to pass a resolution authorizing the committee chair to make this request and to be very clear on what the legislative purpose of this is.
And it would just require the Democrats taking the House to do this. They wouldn't have to take both the House and the Senate.
That's exactly right. So either committee or any of the committees can act unilaterally. And so if the Democrats simply took the House, not the Senate, the House committee could proceed on its own. Similarly, the Senate could proceed on its own if the opposite situation were to occur.
So if the House Ways and Means Committee were to get those tax returns, does that mean the public is going to be able to see them?
Well, there is a further provision in the law that allows the committee, after completing its investigation, to submit any of the information that it's obtained to the full House or the full Senate. And presumably it would be by some kind of committee vote the committee would resolve to do this. Now, again, the law doesn't specify, but I think sound practice would say that there should be some reason why the committee feels it needs to share this more broadly beyond simply the committee and its staff.
What kind of reason could you think of?
Well, you know, there are any number of reasons. It really depends a little bit on what the initial investigation to start out with is. This is a tax committee, and so it certainly could be a legitimate reason to examine because the committee has oversight over the tax function. The long history going back 40 years in this country has been that every president has voluntarily turned over his tax returns. And, you know, there is a good public purpose, if you will, for that. And so the committee could be carrying that out. Beyond that, obviously, there have been stories. The New York Times had a story about some of the tax filing, prior tax filing by Mr. Trump's father. And there have been, obviously, issues about potential conflicts of interest.
The New York Times also raised the possibility of fraud in that story.
Yes. Well, I mean, again, I would think that, you know, it's up to the committee and the House to decide what exactly it's doing and why it's searching it. But I think I could come up with some very legitimate arguments, purposes for the committee to take this action.
What is the history of this law? It goes back to 1924, the law that allows the House to do this, to get somebody's tax returns.
Yeah. So it is a almost 100-year-old law. And the circumstances when it came about were actually fairly close to our current circumstances. The law prior to this law allowed only the president to make a decision of whose tax information could be disclosed. at that time, when that law was in effect, it frustrated Congress in the early 1920s. There were a variety of reasons. Two principal ones were they were carrying out a number of investigations of the executive branch, including the scandal that became known as the Teapot Dome scandal, involving some high-level executive branch officials. The committees that were investigating wanted to examine their tax returns, and because of the law, they had to actually go to the president and request permission from the president to get the tax material, even though they were investigating, you know, executives under the president. And so, obviously, Congress realized, gee, we're not really a co-equal branch of government if we have to go through this kind of procedure. There was a similar concern about Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon, who was an extremely wealthy and successful business person prior to going into government, and like the president, did not surrender or place in blind trust his business interests, but simply retained them while he was in office. And that obviously then raised all sorts of questions in Congress's mind. The Coolidge administration at that time was pushing through various tax legislation, just like the existing administration pushed through at the end of last year. And there were issues of, well, how would this legislation affect you personally? How would it affect your businesses? You know, so there was all of that going on, and Congress ultimately decided to be a co-equal branch of government. It needed to have the authority to get this information directly, just as the executive branch already had.
Do you think that if President Trump's tax returns are released in some way, if the Democrats take the House and they're able to get them, that people who want to see them will be satisfied with what they see? Because what are we really going to learn from them?
Well, that's a tough question because obviously it depends on what people want to see. And I can't really say that people will be satisfied without knowing exactly what people want to see. I would think as a policy matter, you'd want to see, you know, somebody who, for example, is very honest in their tax filing because that goes to the character of a person. Let's make sure that you first did file returns, did pay taxes, and paid more or less the right amount of tax.
But if President Trump, for example, took a big loss on real estate in 1 year and didn't pay taxes for 10 years after that, that would be, as he's been saying, legal. It may not look good to some, but it also might not prove anything that people don't already know about him.
Right. So I agree with that. I mean, what I've been thinking about more is in terms of character is simply complying with the law. Mm-hmm. I think another area that would be fairly obvious to me would be the possibility of conflicts of interest. We know that the president has a lot of authority to undertake various relationships on behalf of the country. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what are those decisions, and is there some personal or business interest on the part of some of the decision-making going on? I would think that would be a very legitimate inquiry on the part of a number of people in the public. And if they wanted to know that, well, that would be something that might come out from an examination of the returns.
And I would add one more thing, which is whether he actually made as much money as he said he did. We would find that out in terms of his yearly income.
Yeah, although I think that, you know, you need to be a little cautious about that because a tax return typically doesn't really show the amount of income the way you and I might or the member of the public might think of. That is, you know, how rich you are and how much and so forth. Because a lot of that income of that sort doesn't actually translate into taxable income. And so the return may not really show, I mean, it may show a relatively modest amount of taxable income. And in fact, as you say, it may show little or no taxes paid. That doesn't necessarily mean that he actually isn't a very rich person. So you have to kind of be a little careful about that.
That's George Yin, who is a professor of law and taxation at the University of Virginia School of Law and former chief of staff of the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. George Yin, thanks again.
Thank you, Jeremy.